Oregon has two Catholic dioceses, the Archdiocese of Portland, which covers the state from the Cascades to the Pacific, and the Diocese of Baker, which covers 80% of the state east of the Cascades to the border. According to the website bishopaccountability.org, since at least 2011, 97 priests have either been accused, sued, or convicted of sexual impropriety between the two Oregon dioceses. Nationally, the recent retirement of Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, the Cardinal of Newark, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C., casts new light on the fact that sexual impropriety can reach very high in the Catholic Church, whether locally or nationally.
It's the responsibility of all the communities to ensure the safety of children, minors, and vulnerable adults.
Tim Lemon is the president of SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. It's based in St. Louis, Missouri. Mr. Lemon says that in some states, the way the law is written, more than one person has to see the abuse before it can be reported as abuse. But he says in other states, the bar is not nearly as high.
Another point is you don't need solid proof. In other words, the Jehovah's, you got to have a two-witness rule for them to take action. But
you're talking about the Jehovah's Witnesses.
What I'm trying to point out is that you don't need two witnesses to know that something is wrong, to report to the police or Child Protective Services. Every state citizens have the right to report reasonable suspicion of abuse. So if you see someone taking someone into a dark room and the child comes out crying, then that's a reasonable suspicion that you should probably report to. The vast majority of victims of child sex abuse never come forward. And so it takes an outside agency for these crimes to be exposed.
If a parent or a caregiver suspects that a child that they're responsible for, or even not, they suspect a child is being abused, what should they do? Where do they go?
They go to the police. They go to the school counselor. They go to Child Protective Services. We strongly recommend not to go to the church. They have no ability, nor at this point, honesty in believing that they can do any kind of investigation.
Mr. Lemon also recommended the Rape Abuse Incest National Network, or RAINN.org. It has information that parents and caregivers need to help them identify if their child has been a victim of sexual abuse from church members. I'm Don Merrill, KBOO News.